Divine Terror, Divine Error, Book 2. Written by Aisha Uruj. Narrated by Ash Kelly. Dedicated to family, both lost and found. Copyright Aisha Uruj, 2022. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced or used in any manner without written permission of the copyright owner, except for the use of quotations in a book review. Prologue. I am Damon, former heavenly angel, now working in hell. In case you are wondering, no, I didn't lose a bet or anything like that. The reason I'm here is that I didn't quite fit in heaven, my former place of work. Mine was a work transfer, unprecedented in the history of eternity. Never was it done before, not willingly at least. So how did I end up from heaven to hell? If you just joined my story, it all started when I got redeployed to Earth as a representative for a heavenly mission. The redeployment was a punishment, or perhaps more likely, a diversion used by my heavenly manager so that I didn't bother him when I got bored, which was often. Perfection breeds inertia and boredom. I felt out of place each day among the other, more perfect angels. Perhaps redeployment wasn't a bad idea. Heaven sent me to Earth with Saint, a demonic co-worker, to help guide Joe Smith, the hapless human. Saint was a nervous demon co-worker that needed even more help than Joe, which was pretty bad considering our unfortunate human was having an existential crisis. More worryingly, for our managers at least, the human's moral compass was stuck in neutral. They sent us to tip Joe Smith's neutrality to favor one side or the other. Somehow, we had to fix him, and this divine error. So, were we successful in our mission? Maybe. It depends on how you look at it. Individually, both Saint and I failed miserably in our earthly task. Saint couldn't damn Joe so to hell, nor could I salvage it for heaven. Together, however, we were the most successful angel-demon duo in heaven-hell history, much to the shock of our managers. Joe's life turned around for the better. In fact, we were too good an influence on him, and that caused another problem. Thanks to our meddling, guidance, Joe reached a state of nirvana and could soon be able to ascend or descend to heaven or hell. Before that could happen, however, our managers quickly took us off the mission. Joe's dull life finally changed, but ours did too. Seeing this opportunity as a godsend, sorry about the pun, Saint and I negotiated and won our current work contract, which brings me back to hell. Saint, the demon, now works for heaven. I now work in the highest realm of hell. It wasn't what we thought we wanted at the start of our missions, but oddly enough, it was what we ended up choosing. Now that you know about what happened, let us move on to today. Chapter 1. Life in Hell. It has been 15 short years since I last saw Joe Smith, or Mr. Whiskers, his terrible cat. Mr. Whiskers must be an ancient cat now, if he hasn't already departed to heaven. I'm sure Saint, newly anointed patron angel for cats, would be happy to see him. At least someone would be happy to see that spoiled, smug-faced feline. I don't miss his judgy looks and hateful hisses at all. I've been doing well in my new place of work. Work, in hell, I found, was a loose and broad term which encapsulated very much of it, or mostly very little. Sure, there was busy work, idle work, procrastination, that looked like work. Meetings to prepare for the actual meeting, mountains of work piled on the subordinates by the superiors, and a coffee break to celebrate an order well given and authority maintained. That is what the workflow is like in hell, or any office on Earth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?